And now to the spaces occupied by those detained by the Border Patrol. Last year, the Dream Nine, a group of young, undocumented immigrants, self-deported to Mexico and then re-entered the United States asking for asylum. They were taken to the Eloy Detention Center in Arizona. And soon, this sparked a national campaign. Hashtag bring them home. Lulu Martinez, a queer Chicana and college student, is one of the Dream Nine. I sat down with Lulu in Chicago on the campus of the University of Illinois to talk about her fight for citizenship and her activism, which she believes prepared her for what she saw in Arizona.
We had talked to people in detention centers, so we were very familiar with sort of how our experience might be. And we're like, no, we're going to interpret for these women, right? Or at least like give them the right documentation so that they can talk to their deportation officer, like basic things like that.
Lulu says the women detainees at Eloy were afraid to talk to her and her fellow activist. They said the officers had warned other detainees that if they did, they could be punished for it.
We recognize that the women at that point, like, were not really talking to us anymore. We're like, no, we have to do something, right? And so we went to the cafeteria, which is when most of us start to congregate. And we get up on a table and we start chanting. The chants that we use at our rallies here, undocumented, unafraid. And the women start chanting with us.
But after all of the chanting, she and fellow activist Maria Peniche were put into solitary confinement for handing out legal helplines to other detainees.
How long were you in solitary?
About a week. So we were there a total of 2 weeks, and I spent a week in solitary.
The Dream Nine were released in August last year while their asylum hearings continue. After her experience in detention, I asked Lulu what she would say if she could speak to President Obama.
I think it wouldn't necessarily be to ask for any particular type of action. I think it would just be like, you know, sharing our stories. Like, I would ideally be there with a group of my friends, and we'd be like, this is our conversation with you as people, and as people who, like, have a very complex history. And if you can't understand that on a human level, then there's no other way to talk to you, right?
As she spoke, Lulu's very determined face suddenly became soft, and her eyes welled up.
Just tell me, what's the feeling?
I think it's frustration, definitely. There's a lot of folks who continue to work with politicians and with, like, nonprofits, and it's really basic. Like, it's really basic to be able to be with our families.
In truth, I was surprised to find out that Lulu's desire for citizenship comes from a deep feeling, not so much about this country, but for her mother and father.
Citizenship within itself is very limited, right? It doesn't mean that I'm going to have access to an education. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be employed or that I'm going to have, like, a house someday. But I think that it's also a symbolic way of letting my parents know, like, to esfuerzo no fue en vano, right? Like, it wasn't in vain. So I think it comes back to, like, my family values.
That's really profound.
Yeah.
And it's also that deep sense of familia that gives Lulu the strength to be an American activist.
That's why we're able to risk, like, deportation. That's why we're able to do, like, civil disobedience, right? Because we have each other and we have a network.
Lulu Martinez is a member of the Fearless Undocumented Alliance, or FUA, in Chicago. If you want to watch our full interview, go to latinousa.org.